We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking Riley County Police Department issues here today with Captain Josh Kyle. And we move along here. We're going to talk a little bit about the firing range. I know there's some work, some finalizing of paperwork and all the dotting of I's and crossing of T's here before you hit that June 30th deadline.
Yeah, so we're currently under a lease that expires in the middle of the year, and so we've got a lot of work ahead of us. Things are moving forward very nice. Big thanks to the Board of County Commissioners for their support on this. There's been nothing but support, and also from the county staff as well. As you are aware, the county is responsible financially for all of our facilities, and so they've been doing a great job on this. We still have several more steps to go, but I think we'll hopefully be breaking ground here before too long.
Well, and luckily you've had good weather, so it's not too muddy or anything out there.
Yeah, like you said, though, it's there's a lot of steps we have to go through before we'll be ready to start moving forward. My understanding is once the ground gets broken, things move really fast when it comes to range construction. So we're hoping that that's the case here.
All right, and will you guys be able to 100% move in then in the summer, or is it going to maybe take some time here?
We don't know yet. There's a request for qualifications that the county is working on, and the timetable says that this needs to be done by mid-year when the lease expires. But there's also a recognition that it may take some longer than that, so it's possible that a different timetable could be given. Our statement has been from the very beginning, if we have to go past June without a range, it'll be very unpleasant. We will survive it, but we understand the situation that we're in and what it takes to get all this done and get a range built. So I wouldn't be surprised to find out we go a few months beyond that, but hopefully not much more than that.
And clarify for me, if you would, where the range is located compared to the current range.
Well, one thing I think we have to be careful about is I know the county has purchased the property, but there's still some hearings that have to occur, and there's a lot of things. So I think everybody feels comfortable talking about this range site, but you know, this hasn't been finally determined yet. We still have to have the zoning that goes forward and a couple of other things. But it's just directly, to answer your question directly, it's directly north of the current location, which is basically south of Zinedale. So if you take a look on a map, basically if you go over the berm that we're currently at to the north, it's in that lot there. It's what Bayer Construction was utilizing there, and they're no longer in that area. So they were willing and able to sell the property to the county.
All right. Now you give monthly updates on that during the Riley County Law Board meeting. Another thing that's been talked about a lot lately here is the Aggieville substation and training area.
Yeah. So we've been we patrol Aggieville, and we have a presence there, especially at night, especially on the weekends, to the extent that having a substation is beneficial. It's a very modest location that we've had since 1993. Again, the county is responsible for our facilities, so they pay the lease on the property. It's better than what we had before, which is nothing. I remember having the back of a convenience store, a phone and a desk that we got to use every once in a while. But it certainly was better than that. We appreciate that. But the City of Manhattan is building a parking garage at North Manhattan and Laramie. And one of the things about parking garages is they can be crime attractors unless the property is managed really well. And so they feel like if RCPD has a substation inside this garage, that the likelihood of crime occurring in and around that area would drop significantly. And I think they're right. So they've presented us with this opportunity. We had our initial conversation publicly with the city-county meeting, and there'll be some follow-up meetings with the Board of County Commissioners.
And Captain Kyle, if I recall correctly, your statistics that have shown, and this is when I was on both Law Board and County Commission, that like 60% of crime that occurs in Riley County happens in that 10-block area around Aggieville. Is that still fairly consistent?
I wouldn't put a number on it like that. I mean, I'm not saying that's incorrect. It may very well be, but I haven't seen those numbers in a long time. What I can say with absolute confidence is crime tends to concentrate in and around the Aggieville area. Crime is low in Manhattan and Raleigh County in general, so we have to put that context in there. And most of the crime that we're talking about is disorderly kind of crime, like fighting.
Right.
But yes, it does concentrate in and around the Aggieville area. Especially at night, especially on the weekends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember that's, you know, it is a hotbed of activity for lots of different things, and some things go bad sometimes, just like any other place.
Yeah. And one of the things I said, too, you know, there's a number of issues with our current site. It's served us. We appreciate it. But it's just there's a lot of things we can't do there. We can't conduct interviews. If something were to happen in Aggieville, a serious crime, we can't hold people there unless we hold them on the ground if they're wanting to fight with us until a car shows up. But one of the issues, too, is it's a glass front. And it sounds a little extreme to say we need a little bit more protection than that. But 5 years ago, it seemed kind of silly to think that RCPD needed an armored vehicle. And 10 years ago, it seemed silly that RCPD would need rifles and vehicles. And yet, here we are. So I think one of the main advantages is a safety, but also the ability to do some of those things that we, up to this point, have not been able to do because of size limitations. Biggest one is conducting reasonable investigations at the substation.
And it seemed to me here, too, with the current location here, you get a big crowd in there, and there's any sort of like a riot or something, you'd be in a bad position right there.
Oh, it can be it can be very interesting at night sometimes. You got people outside that are upset they got arrested, and they can see each other, and then you got one side who's been arrested for fighting the other side, and they start yelling at each other. So it can be quite chaotic in there.
With this new location coming with the parking garage, I thought I heard one of the meetings, I don't know which meeting it was, but where you guys would park your vehicles, and it would actually potentially be on the roof. Is that correct?
Well, there's a couple of conversations that are going on. The first thing that everybody should understand or know is that we're not proposing to have a much greater presence in the Aggieville area than what we currently do. So just because we're looking at a larger space, we're not fundamentally changing how we position our officers and what they do. But we are also talking about, there's discussion about whether or not of the retail space that's available on the south end of the garage, whether the RCPD would use up half that space or the entire space. We've got some serious space limitations at our current site, but we also recognize that it's going to take some time and a lot of money to expand the LEC. There's a potential for expanding the LEC, but it's going to take a lot of time and money for that to happen. However, we do have a situation with our dispatch center that it's too small, and we're having turnover issues. They're in there for 12 hours a day, and we really need to change how that's set up. Well, our current training room is right next to the dispatch center, so we have this thought that we could expand the dispatch center into the training room and then take the space that's available in Aggieville and make half of it a substation and the other half a training area, even if it's just temporary, even if it's just for a few years until we can do some other expansion. That's kind of the thought that we're at right now because of the urgency of trying to change the format or the layout of our current communications center. There's just nowhere for them to grow right now, and that position has changed a lot. The center is now responsible for dispatching all emergency services. That's not initially the way it was set up for. It was also set up as kind of a really small EOC. It's too small, but we need to expand that out so we have a better ability to have our dispatchers have the space they need to do their jobs, but also some of the more modern construction that we saw down in Texas at a class that we were at. The dispatchers actually had the opportunity to have a break room right next to where they dispatch out of because they're afraid of leaving the room and missing something or not being there when something happens. And so what this allows them to do is to take breaks but still have sight and somewhat sound of the dispatch center itself. So I think there's several advantages for us doing that. I think I'm hoping it would help with turnover, but we just don't know yet whether or not there's the political will to make that happen. I think there's a lot of support for the substation. But the training space is one that appears at least to be a little bit more controversial. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it seems like the big hang-up on that is, you know, you lose commercial space down near Aggieville, which is prime real estate for potential new businesses.
It is, but as Jason Hilders has pointed out several times, that's a double-edged sword. Some people feel like that's prime real estate, as you stated, and other people feel like, well, that's potential competition that is being held by the city. The city is responsible for or has that property. So that's a bit tricky. It depends on who you talk to on that one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Josh Kyle here, Riley County Police Department Captain on In Focus.